that the Rambam's inversion of the Psukim and working outwards from the Mikdash and insistence against the Ravid and the Rashba on the Chatzotzos per se and his muddling of the Truitz Kia, because it's really a Kiyam and Kishem Shemivarchin Ala Tova Kach Mivarchin Ala Ra, that we use the same instruments. So the Makeh B'Patish was, in that entire discussion, what feature of the Chatzotros? I've said this a million times. I didn't mention it yesterday. It was so afterwards, like, oh my God, I didn't mention that. But what's the proof in the pudding that the Chatzotros really relate to this idea of a totally integrated response to, you know, whatever life throws at us?
They're miksha.
Yeah. I was so upset. And now you also get the Makeh B'Patish pun, because it really can't be a patish. Okay. That's the whole point. So in any event, yes, right. So that it's fully integrated. Miksha taso sam. I think that is the pshat. Okay, so now we're ready to jump in to Hilchos Tanios. So the Rambam says the following. This is in the Koseres. Hilchos Tanios mitzvos aseachas v'hi lizok lifnei Hashem b'chleis tzara gedola shelo savo al tzibur. So the tzibur element is going to be very critical. It's got to be a tzara gedola. It can't just be, you know, that, I don't know, one's fortnight broke, or even the tzibur's fortnight broke. And lizok lifnei Hashem. So what's so striking, of course, in Hilchos Tanios is there's not a shum zecher v'remez, you're right, tatinus and the mitzvos ase achas. Okay, so even if you say, well, haha, you know, I have insider information, I know that's only midivrei sofrim, so I'm not surprised it's not in the Koseres, but what at least should have been in the Koseres, which the Rambam completely skipped over?
The Truah,
for sure. That you would need, right? That was the whole point of the Magid Mishnah, is like, these should be two different mitzvos, right? So that's fascinating. Let's keep that on the ledger. Go ahead, Akiva. This is the Rambam in Tanios. Mitzvos ase min haTorah.
Nizok u'lehariyah b'chatzotros al kol tzara shetava al atzibor. Shneamar al tzara torer esfem hariyosem b'chatzotros. Womar kol davar sheyetzar lachem kibon b'atzoros v'deber v'arbe v'chayote v'hen za'aku aleihen v'hariyah.
Right, so again, very, you know, in the Koseres you only have za'aka. And here you have Za'aka plus Trua, but Za'aka always in the pole position, leading the Trua. Twice. It'll be many more times than that.
The Davar Zemi Darche Achuvahu, Shebizman Shetavo Tzara, Yizaku Aleha, Yariu, Yidu Akol, Shebiglau Maseim Haraim, Hura Lahem, Karpasu Vamonu Sechem, Hitu. V'zeh hu sheyigrom lahem lahasir atzara me'aleihem. Aval, im lo yizaku v'lo yariyu, elo yomru davar zami min ha'olam ira lanu v'tzara zo nikra nikreis, harizeh derech achzarius v'goremes lahem lidabek v'maseim haraim v'tosif hatzaras acheros. Hu shekasu batora v'halachta mimi v'keri v'halachti machem v'chamas keri. Omar, Shavia Lechem, Sara, Kedisha Shatashuvu, Imtom Rushu, Kari, Osib Lachem, Hamas, also Kari. Midivere Sofrim, Lesano, Sakotara, Shatavala, Tsibor, Ache Yeruchamu, Minashamayim, Viame Hatanios, Haelu, Zoakim, Bitfilos, Mishananim, Mariam Bahatso, Tros Bilvad, Vim Haiba Mekdash, Mariam Bahatso, Tros Uva Shofar. Hashofar mekatzer v'achatzotzros ma'arichos, she mitzvas hayom b'chatzotzros. Ve'in token b'chatzotzros v'shofar ke'echad, ela b'mikdash, shena emar b'chatzotzros v'kol shofar hariyuv ne'amelach Hashem.
Yep. Okay. So this is, I think, a really, really, really critical point. That the Rambam here, right, notes that the Tanios are an extension of the Daraisa. It's a rabbinic construct, but it's building off the Daraisa. That's the Divrei Sofrim. And then the Rambam refers to the, not just the Halachos as Hilchos Tanios, but Nachi, what's the proof of the pudding? that this is, you know, the Taniyos become an integrated part of the Doraisa experience.
The shofar?
Like, well, that's more a din in Mikdash, but how does the Rambam refer to it? He doesn't call, Akiva?
Yimei Taniyos Ha'ilu.
Rav Rosenzweig would be very proud right now. It's Yimei Taniyos. The Divrei Sofrim comes actually to define the day. Isn't that interesting? It was like, you know, Evan Masu Habonim, Haisa L'Rosh Pina. You know, it becomes the defining experience. He doesn't call it Yom Trua. That would have been an option because, you know, the Rambam wouldn't have had to be like putting himself on a limb to coin such an expression. Ha. So, in any event, the Yimei Taniyos Ho'elu. So we noted yesterday in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, right, this idea of the instrumental and the vocal, right, is actually also a very clear analog of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, of Yom Simchaschem V'Moadeichem. So the Rambam felt there that it was all done by Shevet Levi, right? But when you have the same phenomenon, you have the Chatzotros, and you have, instead of Za'aka, you have the Shira. And I think we would all agree that those are opposites. I mean, it's appropriate, right? So the Za'aka is, and we'll talk about this when we get to Hilchos Tshuva in a second, the Za'aka is the rawest primal scream, right, of people who are in dire straits. Dehainu, you know, Mordechai. Za'aka Gedola Umara. The Rav was convinced of that. The Za'aka versus the Za'aka. It's a much more primal, you know, aspect. Okay, so this is what you have in the Rambam. So we have to talk about two phenomena here in the Rambam, which are really fascinating. One of them is the Achzarius. The Rambam is totally militant about use of this term. It has a very particular connotation for the Rambam. Two, actually. One of them is the opposite of tzedakah, and therefore something which fundamentally puts into question one's status as a member of Klal Yisrael, because Achzarius is not matzoi in Klal Yisrael. And two, Achzarius in terms of denial of, and it's fascinating these go together, actually, but denial of Hashgachas Habore. Very important. So, what was the parallel here in terms of the Achzarius? The Hilchos Taniyos goes together with Yenison for the Rambam.
Tachin Tshuva.
In this case, it is true that it has to be linked to Tshuva, but what's the Makor? That most famous Makor where the Rambam says, yeah, ignoring Atzara Gedola is an Achzarius, just like ignoring, In terms of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, right? That a person, Meisu Echad Minagim, Yidagim Kolachim, Echad Mibnei Achabura. So the Rambam pulls out, the nuclear option there. So if you take a look quickly, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, go ahead, Akiva. That's the Lishitaso. Just, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, towards the bottom, then we'll come back to Hilchos Tshuva in a second.
Got it. Kumi she'ino mis'abo k'mo she'tzivu chachamim hareza achzari. Ela yifchad v'yidag v'yishpashpish v'maisa v'yachzar b'tshuva. V'echa mibnei achabura shemes tedag ko achabura kula. Ko shlosh yamim harishonim yiras atmo ki'u cherev munachas lo atzavaro. U'mishlosha v'ad shiva ki'ilu hi munachas v'karen davis. Ikan v'ilich ki'ilu overas k'negdo v'shok. Ko zela achin atmo
V'yeor mishnaso, very telling line in the Rambam. Ve'ru omer hikisa osam v'lochalu michal shatzarech lahakitz v'lachul. So you would think that there's an irony here. Ephraim, you would think when the Rambam says a person who's not misabel is an achzar, if you didn't look at the context in the Rambam, you would say is an achzar because why? You would think.
If they're mistreating the dead in mace.
Exactly.
But he's actually saying it's not that you're mistreating the mace, it's that you're mistreating yourself.
Correct. And it's exactly what you find in Hilchos Taniyos, right? That this happened, and now a person has to have a sense of Yachzor B'tshuva, V'yeor Mishnaso, V'yafashvei Shemasav. A person has to do all of these things because very clearly it's a time of din. right? The Dayan HaEmes is there. The Cherev is, you know, has been unsheathed, and a person has to react accordingly. So it's an achzarius exactly in the way that Ephraim said. Now we complete the triangle here. Okay, so we have the Hilchos Tanios, we have the Hilchos Avel, and now of course the triangle is Hilchos Tshuva, because Davar Zeh Midarchei HaTshuva Hu. So this is Midarchei HaTshuva in two distinct ways, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. So let's just establish that for the record. Okay, go ahead, Akiva. That's why the Rambam loves this expression of Darchei HaTshuva, right? That it's the Derech. She's an amazing thing in the Rambam. So if Darchei Achzarius in Hilchos Avel and Hilchos Tanios is to ignore what happened, so the apotheosis of Darchei Hatshuva is to do what? Not to ignore it, but to yinisin?
Attention to it.
Right, it's like not just like pay attention, but like
even do it yourself.
Do it.
Right, everything has to change, right? Your mishanah shmo ani acher velo oso haish. Right, this is the diametric opposite. The tzedakah kifi kocho, the galus, the shinoi hashem, the shinoi ma'isav kulam latovim. You're not just repairing one thing, but you're repairing everything. And then prominently featured and bolded. What did they ever do before you could actually bold while you, I guess you underline. So anyway, I guess I know the answer to that question. But anyway, the Rambam here, it becomes so clear, right? Says that an intrinsic part of this is to be tzoek lifnei Hashem, which is exactly, remember going back to the Koseres of Hilchos Tanios, what was the only thing that appeared there?
Lizok
lifnei Hashem. Ah,
right, so they're just Lizok lifnei Hashem, not even Lahariya. You know, it wasn't even instrumental. It's okay.
How did the Rav deal with the difference between Lizok and Litzok?
Ah, here? Okay. So this is what I wanted to say. So the Rav has, this is actually, you can find this online. So he thought that Zaka was more primal, as I noted. So I don't remember exactly the way that he formulated this, but I'm 98% sure that I got this from him. But if not, I think he would approve. So this is what the only difference is. You can totally see it's exactly the same phenomenon, but the Zaka is more primal because the Cherev Chadas Munachas al Tzavaro, individually and communally. The tzi'aka is the same motif, but it could be toned down just a little bit from the zi'aka to the tzi'aka because it's ala davar shahaya. It's the same basic mechayev, right? But the basic mechayev in both cases, Akiva, undeniably, is to engage in tshuva. But the urgency of the tshuva, you know, when the when they're lining up their cannons, right? You know, it's a different kind of a tshuva than, you know, after you a person has fallen, Which is not to say there's not urgency there too, right? A person is mechuyev, as we're about to see, to, you know, pull himself up by his bootstraps out of spiritual desiccation and mediocrity. But even that can't be compared to v'chisavo mechama b'yartzachem al hatzar hatzarereschem. So we have this perfect triangle. Like we're living inside the mind of the Rambam right now, and it's just incredible, right? Hilchos Tanios, Hilchos Avil, Hilchos Tshuva. It's like we start making more sense because it makes so much sense. But now you get to Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, and now it becomes like, oh my, you know, it's overwhelming how the Rambam can pull it all together in this fashion. So here we go.
Should I continue?
Oh, please. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Aval pishet ki ha-shofar b'rosh ha-shana gzeras ha-kasuv remez yishbo.
Okay, right. So I want to make it very clear, right? You know, we're going to do it anyway. But...
Rabbi, I'm surprised this wasn't bolded. Klomar uru yeshenim yishinaschem v'nirdanem hekitzu mitirdan chem.
V'chipsu b'machaseichem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru b'orachem. So, of course... That's exactly the line, right? From Hilchos Avil.
V'yeor Mishnasa.
Exactly. There you have it. So, Elu ha-shochachem es ha-mes, go ahead, v'hava le'azman.
V'shogim kol shnasam v'heva v'arik, asher lo yoyo v'lo yatsil, habitu l'naf shoseichem, v'hitivu darcheichem, u'ma'al aleichem, v'yazov kol echa mikem darko hara'a,
right, you don't have to be the Ramban to figure out that he's referencing the pasuk of Yazov Rasha Darkovi Shavin Machshavosav, even if we're not on that madrega. Okay, we could make that note. So we'll see these lashonos later on in Hilchos Tanios. The interesting thing, right, for the Rambam, the whole idea of slichos was a choreography. It was a way of saying Uru Yeshenim Mishinaschem. So you'd literally wake up in the middle of the night to show I can actually wake myself up if I try hard enough, right? That's the whole meaning of it all, right? The timing is really more important almost than anything else. It's not so much what you say, it's the idea of trying to alarm yourself. That really is the critical point. So wouldn't you know it, you know, on the day that the Torah calls the Yom Truah, you know, and you have all of these, you know, tzakos, extra tfilos that you're going to say, right, to, you know, make yourself alert and awake to what's going on around you. So you have like a very elegant triangle here for the Rambam. So basically, in the Koseres, the Rambam wanted to get straight to the point. Lizok lifnei Hashem. You know, that's really the idea. I think it builds very nicely off. We said yesterday that you take the Lifnei Hashem of the Mikdash, and then even, you know, like in the most opposite life situation where everything is on the line, you cry out and you scream out to Hashem, you know, using those same tools that you developed. The Mevarchin al Hatova comes to shape and influence the way that you're Mevarchin al Hara. So the Rambam had a very integrated and cohesive approach, obviously, to response to suffering, to challenge, to distress. Hein biyachid, hein v'tzibur, tanios, avel, hilchos tshuva. And for the Rambam, this singular mechayev that underlies all of them is, of course, the darchei hatshuva. So, you know, michal lav ata shomea hein. It's not, you know, iifshi lo b'tora v'lo b'schara, so I'll just, you know, be in neutral. But for the Rambam, again, this becomes, we could have put Perakei of Hilchos Tshuva up here too, and we'll give Ilan the last word, but something Ephraim has called attention to, you know, on innumerable occasions, you know, in our Limud, is the entire issue of Bechira, right? Because for the Rambam, if you don't do this, then it becomes Darchei Achzarius, right? And Roi lo lekonin velivkos almasav harayim almasha gamla lenafsho ra, because everything is hanging in the balance. And your response is going to dictate everything. You know? So if you don't do it, if you just sort of stay in neutral, that is achzarius. If you do respond, you know, so then harez amidar chayat tshuva, and it's a return to Hashem. So the ultimate form of self cruelty is actually to do nothing. Right? It's really interesting, and I'll turn it over to Ilan. But Elie Wiesel said something very profound in the wake of the Shoah that I think the Rambam basically had the yesod. So you have to correct me on the precise formulation, but he said that the opposite of love is not hatred but apathy. That apathy is really the worst thing. You get to a place where nobody cares. So that's basically Shitas HaRambam, right? That the achzarius is, you know, davar zo nikro nikres, whether it's avelus, whether it's the tzara. And you have the apathy, which is the most destructive spiritual element of all. That's the worst. So I think Wiesel was really mechavin in that to one of the yesodos of the Rambam's approach to life, that you can never, ever, ever yield to apathy and just say, well, you know, this is what's going on and there's nothing that can be done about it. That's like the antithesis of the halachic response.